This is Robert calling from Brazil, and we had a flight going out that we were on standby, and Greg had looked at the computer and that it was overbooked more than he'd ever seen. And it's not normal to be called up when you're on standby before the plane hasn't even boarded yet. And they called us up, gave us tickets before boarding time, and we got on, which was a miracle, and we want to thank the Lord for that. We arrived here in Brazil. We're at Pastor Simval's house, and this man is someone that I met many years ago. He is an apostle. He started many churches in just the last few years and is one that hands them off and starts new ones, and he just keeps doing it. We had our first meeting. It went very well, and God had me give a word that he had spoken about earlier, that wherever country I send you into, in whatever town or city, I will send the natural rain also. And last night, actually, it began to sprinkle, and this morning it poured down a bunch of rain, and so God was confirming our arrival here through this one sign, as well as the messages spoken last night. Thank you for praying, and we're doing well.
We will be having a breakfast meeting with several of the leaders, those seekers, heavy seekers from this particular congregation, the latest one that he started up. And we are expecting that God to give us direction for different ones of them so that they will know what God wants them to do to move into the new things they are moving into. On Sunday morning, we have two services, one in the morning and one in the evening, and Robert and I are both going to be delivering messages at that time. So the prayer request that we have is that the, number one, the head pastor receives, captures the new things that the Lord wants him to move into. He's accomplished many things. He's got a great heart, but they need to be released of a few things that they've gotten used to doing over years that God wants to move out of at this point. So, number one, pray that the head pastor receives all that revelation. And that, number two, that the future leaders get the revelation of what God has anointed them each to do. That we will hear well what the Holy Spirit is giving us, the direction he's giving us to go and move in, what to do, what to give to each the people. And finally, that he will confirm his word with signs and wonders following. We do thank you for, we know there were some people praying for us to get on that plane that looked like it was impossible we were going to get here. We're arrived. We're in a very nice place outside Sao Paulo right now. So thank you for praying for us. Pray open those doors, and we're going to have some great things to tell you when we are out of here. We'll get back to you probably on by Tuesday anyway. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.